Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Good afternoon, Jaquan. I'm calling to see what merchandise I purchased from you on on February 11th for $94. Let me see, 90 cents. Hello?
All right, can I get your zip code?
00840.
And your first and last name?
Gregory Samuel. $94.90.
You said 00840?
Yes.
One second. All right, can you verify your shipping address?
P.O. Box 241, 36 St. Croix.
Okay, I see you have the Viral Veiler male enhancement products.
So what?
You have the male enhancement products. You pay the shipping and handling of $6.95 for the product to be shipped to you, and it gave you a 14-day trial to receive the products. Try them out. If you did not like them, you would have to call and cancel within a 14-day trial. If you did not call and cancel within a 14-day trial, it did say that you would be billed
Hello, that's the enhancement thing for mail.
Can you repeat?
Hello?
When you paid the shipping and handling, which was $6.95, it gave you a 14-day trial to receive the product, try the product out. If you didn't like the product, you would have to call and cancel within that 14-day trial. If you didn't call and cancel within that 14-day trial, it did state that you would be billed for the full price of the product.
Okay. I understand that, but why did they debit $94.90 twice?
Because you have two different products.
So $94 for the product? I thought it was a free trial.
The trial is over. After the trial, it did state that you would be billed for the full price of the product.
Okay, so let me ask you something. So, there won't be no more sending of the product, right?
No, sir.
That's a one-time thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so they charged me $94.90 twice.
Yeah, because you have two products.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay.